This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, January 10th. God's word for you today is the commander. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. And it says, Elisha, borrow as many large empty containers as you can. Ask neighbors for anything they can give to you. Be sure to collect a lot of them. Then enclose yourself in a room with only you and your sons. Pour oil into as many of the containers as you can. Conspirators, constituents, comrades, confidants. The fifth category of relationship you need in your life is the commander. You need a commander in all the different areas of your life. Commanders are mostly called mentors. If you want to get fit, for instance, you need someone who will give you instructions. For example, to start, jog for 45 minutes, then do 20 press-ups, 50 burpees, 30 sit-ups, and 40 jumping jacks. Then stretch afterwards to cool down. In your finances, you need a commander who will give you instructions. Spiritually, you need a commander that will give you instructions. Sometimes, one commander cuts across all the areas of your life. Commanders give you instructions. In the 2 Kings chapter 4 story, the commander is Elisha. In fitness, for example, the commanders do not care how you feel or what muscle is sore or hurting. They may appear mean or sometimes insensitive, but their objective is to make you a better version of yourself. The objective of the commander is to take you from where you are to where you ought to be. The stock in trade of the commander is instructions, not advice and not suggestions. If you're looking for a good idea, suggestions or advice, go to your constituents, your comrades, or even your confidant. But it is important to know that your confidant, your constituents, your comrades, and your conspirators do not have that word, that instruction for your next level. That instruction that will take you to your next level resides with the commander. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 to 5 says, And Elisha said, Borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside when it is filled. So she did as she was told. This was not a suggestion. It was an instruction. You do not negotiate with the commander. A lot of people have negotiated out their destinies. You do not negotiate with someone who is anointed to give you instructions. You take the instructions you are given and do as you are told. Sometimes people say, Ah, Pastor, are you sure? 3 days fast without food and water? Is that not too much? Then we say fast for 21 days. And they say, Pastor, we did not kill Jesus. Let's do this thing with grace, softly. An instruction is an instruction, except it is not an instruction. You get suggestions from your constituents, but with the commander, it is an instruction. Let us pray. Father, help me recognize my commanders and do as I am told. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.